WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump was on Capitol Hill Tuesday urging House Republicans to drop their fights over his big tax cuts bill and get it passed. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
There were some lawmakers who told me they felt energized by the president's appearance today, that he kind of put a marker down as far as what he'd like to see in this bill and moving it forward. But there are others, for instance, the head of the House Freedom Caucus, a more conservative member, who said that the president didn't do enough to convince skeptical Republicans that this bill is adequate enough.
A high-profile federal criminal investigation may roil the race for mayor of New York.
The Justice Department has opened an investigation into former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's over his testimony to Congress during the COVID pandemic. It comes months after the DOJ dropped charges against current New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who is running against Cuomo in this year's mayoral election. Cuomo, in a statement, says this is lawfare and election interference, plain and simple. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is hitting back at the Justice Department, which is investigating the city for possible race-based hiring practices. Johnson called the investigation a divisive tactic and defended his administration's commitment to diversity. The Food and Drug Administration says it will continue approving COVID-19 vaccine updates for seniors and others at higher risk of severe disease. But FDA will require vaccine makers to conduct major new clinical trials before approving them for wider use.
What in essence this could mean is for people under 65 who are healthy, not pregnant, that you lose the option of getting a booster.
Dr. Celine Gounder, CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large on public health at KFF. A maintenance worker at a New Orleans jail has been arrested and accused of helping 10 people escape last week. CBS's Katie Weiss reports.
There were many infrastructure failures here at this facility in New Orleans, but at the end of the day, investigators say this was an inside job. There's no doubt about that. So far, three staff members here have been suspended, and we're told that more charges, criminal charges, could be coming.
Five of the 10 escapees have been recaptured. A beloved TV actor has died.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
George Wendt played one of the regulars at the Cheers bar for its 11-year run.
Afternoon, everybody.
What can I get you, Mr. Peterson?
He received 6 Primetime Emmy nominations. George Wendt was 76 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game 2 of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a 4-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few showers across the area. We'll see east winds and morning lows in the lower 40s. On your Wednesday, look for showers to continue. There could be some pockets of heavier rainfall, east to northeast winds and lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communication specialist, Logan Rogie, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, healthcare, and childcare. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. It is Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Cloudy skies here, rain falling down, and maybe appropriate as we move to some breaking news for you, because while it's a good day to be a Wisconsinite, a great day as a matter of fact, it's just a tinge more sad.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when
some breaking news, according to CBS News, over the wires at this hour. George Wendt, the comedian and actor known for his beloved role as Norm on Cheers, has died. A family representative told CBS News he was 76 years old. George Wendt, a native of Chicago, and I did not know this, an uncle of actor Jason Sudeikis, famous for Ted Lasso, of course, died peacefully in his sleep, did George Wendt, at home early this morning, according to his family. Quote, George was a doting family man, a well-loved friend, and a confidant to all those lucky enough to have known him, unquote. The family statement read, quote, he will be missed forever, unquote. Again, breaking news over the CBS wires at this hour. George Wendt, the comedian and actor known for his beloved role as Norm on Cheers, has died. George Wendt was 76 years old. Sad news, Zommers. Were you a Cheers fan, or was that kind of after or before your time?
I've seen a little bit of it. I've more seen, you know, Frasier, which, you know, spinoff.
Right. No, Cheers was, I mean, the number one show when I was in high school. Back in the 80s, Ted Danson, of course, and several others. But George Wendt, Norm, was kind of the character, in my opinion, that held the whole thing together. And he was famous for in the show Cheers. It was set in Boston, and the premise was it was owned by Ted Danson's character, Sam, who was a former Major League Baseball player for, I believe, the Boston Red Sox. And he had retired and opened up this bar called Cheers in kind of the lower level. There is actually a bar in Boston called Cheers. There were all these weird characters. And so it was Norm, and he would come in every day or every episode of the series, he would come in the door, and everybody knew him. And everybody in the bar knew who Norm was. He'd been there forever. He was a daily regular, and he always had a snappy line. And sometimes it was Sam at the bar who would say, "Norm, how you doing?" Sometimes it was Coach in the early episodes of Cheers, who was the longtime bartender who later passed away and then was replaced, Coach was, by Woody Harrelson, a very young Woody Harrelson. That was one of his first major breakout roles as Woody. That was his first name in the show as well. The young kind of goofy Midwestern, not so bright bartender named Woody. So some of these are going to be Sam. Some are going to be Coach. Some are going to be Woody. And so this is a little compilation here now, courtesy of YouTube, of entrances by now the late, great George Wendt, who passed away today at the age of 76 as Norm on Cheers.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough.
Come on, Norm.
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
So, how was your Sunday there, Norm? You catch the Celtics 76ers game?
Oh, yes. And the Bruins Flyers. The Ramos fight. Yesterday, Australian rules football. Tomorrow we got Boston College versus Iona. Put that money down, pal.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Norman, doesn't your wife ever complain that you never spend any time with her?
Would you?
I'm sorry, Norm.
Thirsty guy walks into a bar. You finish it.
Norman, you are looking especially spry today.
Thank you. Matter of fact, I joined a health club today.
Oh, good for you. Nice facilities.
Excellent snack bar.
Well, what's new, Norm?
Well, I just came from a late lunch at the Copley Plaza.
Whoa, Norm, you had lunch at the Copley?
Yeah, took a prospective employer there. Yeah, courting the guy.
So what'd you have for lunch?
The rack of lamb for two.
Ooh. Just,
don't remember what he had.
Good, Norm.
Well, science is seeking a cure for thirst. I happen to be the guinea pig.
All right, well, that's just a taste. Well, probably the one of the most famous ones was when he walked in, everybody says, you know, Norm. And and something about wear milkbone dog under or milkbone underwear. And, you know, he was it's a dog. That's what it was. They said, "Hey, Norm, what's up?" And Norm says, "It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and I'm wearing milkbone underwear."
That's so, pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Obviously great writing, but just the delivery of George Wendt as the character Norm. And he was in Toy Story 2, I believe, and Toy Story and lots of other works, but I think he will always forever be remembered as Norm on Cheers. Here's something. Sean, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, "I did not know this," as Johnny Carson once said, that George Wendt attended a private high school in Prairie du Chien.
Yep. Campion,
in southwest Wisconsin.
Campion, if I'm saying that right, Jesuit High School.
Wow. I did not know that. So thanks, Sean. Appreciate that heads up there. So, yeah, if you want to call in with your memories of George Wendt and talk about him, obviously very, very sad that he's passed away at the age of 76. But, boy, did he leave us with some really, really great memories. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to call in and talk a little bit about the passing today of the great, great actor, George Wendt. It's 13 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 Civic Media radio stations, news, weather, and sports. Glad to have you along here on a Tuesday. Timely, timely indeed. As you're saying, lots of people going to be inside today. Weather not so great. And you're sitting around, you're looking at emails, and you're, you know, people still get snail mail. And so, people open it up and they say, "Well, I get all this junk mail." And so the question today, the category today, what's worse, snail mail or spam? I should say junk mail or spam. What's worse, spam on your computer inbox or junk mail through the snail mail? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, you open it up and you have all this spam in your email folder, or you open up your snail mail box and there's all kinds of junk mail? Of course, during the political season, you'd get as Mitt Romney once said, binders full of women. Not really. But I mean, there's so much.
He did really say that.
Oh, he did really say that. Yes. It was, and I took it out of context. It was asked of him in a debate, I think, with President Obama in 12 when Romney was running for president. And the question was, would you appoint women to your cabinet or something about that? And Romney famously said, well, of course, I think a lot of women professionally. And as a matter of fact, on my desk, I have binders full of women that I plan to appoint. What he meant was resumes of women, but the way he said it was binders full of women.
Do you ever get nostalgic for the political controversy of 2012?
Right?
That was a huge deal. Or talking about Big Bird or like wearing a tan suit.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point, Zomers. That was the most controversial issue of a Republican candidate at the time, Mitt Romney. Oh, my gosh, he made a slip and he called them binders full of women. Oh, the guy is just terrible.
Because he misspoke. Once.
How far we've fallen since 2012 into the world today. But anyway, so you get a lot of junk mail during political season as well, right? So anyway, a spam or junk mail? Spam or junk mail? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers and Mathers all over me because, yes, speaking of misspeaking, I've pulled our Mitt Romney.
George Wendt,
I said earlier that George Wendt had been in a lot of things, including Toy Story. I misremembered, as George W. once said. Yes, I was thinking of John Ratzenberger, who was Ham in Toy Story. He was also Cliff in Cheers. So it was.
See, you're
it
sitting
was
across
Norman.
From a Toy Story expert. So I was like, he's not in Toy Story.
That's
and I went
good.
And double checked IMDb to make sure I was right.
But. Keep me honest. That's good. I appreciate it. Yes, it was John Ratzenberger who played Cliff on Cheers, it was Cliff who worked for the U.S. Postal Service, and there were always all kinds of jokes about working for the Postal Service and being able to sit in a bar in the middle of the afternoon. And so it was Cliff who would always sit next to Norm at the bar. So it was Cliffy and Norm and at the bar. Again, breaking news, according to CBS and other sources now, the great actor George Wendt has passed away, has died at the age of 76 after many years being Norm on Cheers. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the old RC, Richland Center, and WRCE. Whizzler, listening on the RC. Whizzler, spam or junk mail? What's worse?
Well, they're both trash, Todd. You know that. But I think this stuff that our mailmen have to deliver is worse.
The junk mail
that comes in the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're right. The postal carriers have to carry all that crap.
Right.
However, I will say this. I will say this. The Postal Service as an organization, they actually do it like that, like political junk mail, because it helps keep them in business, quite frankly. All the money that goes through there. So, appreciate it, Whizzler.
But it's not money they get.
No, but I mean, it goes to the Postal Service.
In terms of postage.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes into
why do they continue to run a deficit then?
Well, that's a whole other kettle of fish, right?
That's right. They're a nonprofit.
All right. Thanks, Whistler. I appreciate
it. Postal Service is a nonprofit.
Right. I appreciate it.
That's my take, Todd.
Thank you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, spam or junk mail? I can tell you my former boss, Dale Schultz, nearly single-handedly kept the Hill Point Post Office in rural Sauk County in business for years because he would insist that we would take all of his both, as much as we could of his official mail, but then also, like, all the political mailings went out through the Hill Point Post. They were postmarked Hill Point to help keep them in business. And I think they're still there. Well, thanks to Dale.
Good job, Dale. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, come on back. Talk a little bit more about the now late, great George Wendt. And what's worse, it's the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 minutes past the hour. Great song, by the way. 22 past the hour, 3 o'clock. Signed, sealed, and delivered, if I can say it. what version is that?
It's Stevie Wonder.
Very good.
And if you don't enjoy some Stevie Wonder, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, indeed? Exactly. Well, right now what we're playing is what's worse, not what's wrong with you. What's worse, spam or junk mail? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, spam or junk mail? You can also text us at the Civic Media app. Also, marking the breaking news, according to CBS News at this hour, actor George Wendt, who played the iconic character of Norm on the TV show Cheers, NBC number one for a number of years, one of the longest running comedies on television. George Wendt has passed away, according to his family, at the age of 76. Want to call in with memories of George Wendt as well? Happy to talk about that. James Melhoff, our great station, WFHR, up in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. We've been up there. James saying in our group chat here at work, I'd forgotten about this, that George Wendt was also a founding member. Of course, my phone just...
Steppenwolf Theater. Yep. A key member of the Second City and a kind soul. Took a lot of time to help young actors. That's James. Message.
Yep. Very good. So, yes, he was a member of Second City Comedy Club. Lots of great actors got their start down there at the Second City Comedy Club. So, and, of course, our own, as we said earlier, our own Mike Clemens, great sports reporter that he is, and saying that he actually, I did not know that. So not only did he attend, but George Wendt graduated from Campion High School in Prairie du Chien. Campion, I believe, named after Father Campion, a longtime advocate for kids and youth sports and that sort of thing in southwestern, south central Wisconsin. So thanks, Mike and James, for adding those things there. George Wendt, again, dead at age 76. What's worse, spam or junk mail? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Joseph on YouTube, watching on YouTube. Remember, we stream all of our shows on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, Twix, whichever you want to call it. Joseph on Facebook says, Norm was absolutely the catalyst for the best of Cheers. The episode where he plays a gay interior decorator is a classic. Yes, until you said that, Joseph, I'd forgotten about that episode. But yeah, it was great. Tim Jacobson, watching on YouTube, says spam is worse. I love junk mail, he says, especially those with postage paid envelopes. I put the junk back in those envelopes and mail their junk back to them. That is classic. I love it.
That reminds me of a story that I will tell you when I give my answer. But right now we have a phone call. So.
All right, very good. 855-752-4842. Well, let's go to the phones. Our friend down at beautiful Kopke's Greenhouse, where we'll be tomorrow, Gordy Kopke, on the line. Gordy, spam or junk mail? What's worse, my friend?
Well, I hate them both, but I'm going to go with spam being the worst, because every day it's like I got to get rid of 50 of those things. I try to block them and they just keep coming back.
And I hear you. I feel you. Here's the good thing when people visit Kopke's Greenhouse, which we're going to do tomorrow, you always leave with things you want. Great plants, vegetables, what have you. There's no junk mail at Kopke's, right?
Absolutely not. Sorry I couldn't bring you any better weather than what we're having tomorrow, but this, you know, this is May in Wisconsin. It may freeze, it may snow, it may be 90 degrees. It may be any kind of weather.
As I said, they used to say at my old job, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad outerwear. So I'll have my good outerwear with me, and we may do it under the gazebo, or we might just do it inside. Because the great thing is, folks could go down to Kopke's in the town and Dunn outside of the city of Oregon, and you've got so many things inside, Gordy, that you don't have to worry about the weather. You just roam the greenhouses and stay dry.
Yeah, it's a great day to shop when it's raining, because it's strange. You should be planting your flowers when the sun is shining, not buying them. Buy them when it's raining, plant them when the sun comes out.
See? Great time to get down there. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Gordy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Look forward to being down there tomorrow.
Great. See you tomorrow, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much, Gordy Kopke, everybody. One of our great sponsors here at Civic Media. Appreciate them. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dolores, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dolores, spam or junk mail? What's worse?
Spam. I can tell you that I hate it, because sometimes I open my email account and I have like 5,000 unread emails that all spam.
Really?
I hate it.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. No, I hear you. It's terrible. I appreciate it, Dolores. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Wasn't that one of Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriends on the old show? I think so. Dolores. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Miss Linda, listening in the old RC on WRCE, says spam is worse. You can open it before realizing it's spam, and it may cause difficulties.
That is true. Phishing links.
Right? Exactly. What else we have here? Megan in Sub Prairie says email is worse, more dangerous. Don't click on the links, as Ms. Linda just said. And it never ends, no matter how often you mark it as junk or report it. Well, you can't get rid of it, right? Also, a new listener on WMDX, we appreciate you, says, I think the email spam is worse. You can get dozens or sometimes hundreds a day. Snail mail isn't as frequent and recyclable. Connie in Madison. Thank you for listening, Connie. We appreciate that. Well, that's the other thing, right? Is that if you could recycle all that old
right.
snail
Sometimes
mail.
They're super plasticky, though, and you can't really recycle them. And that annoys me. When they send you junk and it's not recyclable, it's like, come on, this is going straight into the garbage.
You say, come on, Eileen. Da, da, da. No. Signed, sealed, delivered. All right, we'll get to Zomers and my What's Worses after this. And also take a little look at the news. Look over here, not over there. We'll explain after this. News, weather, and sports. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. President Trump lobbied House Republicans in person Tuesday, urging them to pass his budget and tax plans, as CBS's Nicole Killian tells us.
Many Republicans I talked to feel energized by the president's presence here on Capitol Hill and remain optimistic that they can deliver him a win by the end of this week.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a federal criminal investigation into his congressional testimony during the pandemic is interference with his campaign for New York mayor. More from Jake Rosen.
Obviously, Cuomo has not been an outspoken fan of President Trump and has not kind of coalesced around him and his brand like Mayor Adams has.
An arrest in connection with the New Orleans jailbreak.
Investigators say 33-year-old Sterling Williams, a maintenance worker at the Orleans Parish Prison, turned off the water to the cell. The prisoners, using a tool, then removed a toilet and sawed through steel bars to break out.
CBS's Katie Weiss, 5 of 10 escapees have been caught. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night, the final 5-2, thanks to 5 scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first 3 games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record, as he earned a job in the Brewers' rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for 2 more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right, the former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few showers across the area. We'll see east winds and morning lows in the lower 40s. On your Wednesday, look for showers to continue. There could be some pockets of heavier rainfall, east and northeast winds and lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time, we'll be on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in Dane County, talking plants and Badger Honor Flight. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. The theme song from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. It's a deep cut. Well done, Zommers. It's a part of the Star Trek universe that gets overlooked too often.
It very often does.
And we bring that up because, and we told you at the top of the hour, the breaking news today, this afternoon, bit of sad news. George Wendt, the comedian and actor, the beloved character Norm on Cheers has died. He was 76 years old, according to his family. He was a Chicago native. I did not know this. He's the uncle of actor Jason Sudeikis.
I didn't know that either.
George Wendt died peacefully at his home in his sleep early this morning, according to his family. Again, George Wendt dead at 76. But you are one of our listeners, Zommers, gave us a little insight. Not only was he big on Cheers, but he had an influence, his character Norm did, even in the Star Trek world. Update us.
Yes, this texter says, regarding Norm, Star Trek Deep Space Nine had a recurring character, Morn, who was a regular at Quark's Bar, fashioned after Norm.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. And Quark, that's a whole other, I think I've talked about before, but Quark was a Ferengi who ran the bar there, and there was the Ferengi rules of acquisition. And I've used a couple of these on the show before. We won't do it today, but just another great, one of the Ferengi rules of acquisition is peace is good for business. War is good for business. It's always a good time for business in the Ferengi world, war or peace. Anyway, great. Thank you for the insight there on Norm and Morn, the regular at the bar in Deep Space Nine. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to finish up what's worse here. The category today, spam or junk mail. Spam or junk mail. Now, the screen says Todd or Billy. So we go to the line now. Do I have Todd or do I have Billy, or do you go by both names?
I go by both. It came from a friend and I decided once to introduce ourselves to some people we didn't know as Todd and Billy. And when they asked, well, which one is Todd? Finally, we agreed we'd say Todd or Billy, so it just kind of stuck. It's not either of our names. But.
That's
really
great.
It's not either of your names.
No.
I really like this a lot. Well, to let least confusion, since my name actually is Todd, and I like Billy. I like Billy a lot. So here we go, Billy. Awesome. Spam or junk mail, Billy? What's worse?
Well, I think that junk mail is worse just because it uses more resources, I think. And I don't know how to stop it, whereas with email spam, I can, unsubscribe. And I find that generally, works pretty well.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think the danger, though, is for some people, even I've done it before, where you click on something that looks legit. And then you turn out, oh my gosh, it could be a Trojan horse or something like that. I think it's more dangerous. I mean, I'm not gonna click on a piece of junk mail in my box and get in trouble. It'll take up space.
I think you can also just hit the little spam block shield or whatever, and then you don't even have to open it.
See, you're right, Billy. I'm not going to say you're wrong about that, but the problem is then somebody sends me something that's legit. I didn't get it. I sent it to you. I didn't get it. Well, check your spam folder. Oh, there it went to spam.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I appreciate the call, Billy. It's fantastic. I love the Todd or Billy thing. Call back soon, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Todd or Billy.
That is a great story.
I really like that. Todd or Billy. Maybe we should start calling it the Todd or Billy All-Ball Show. I've told this before on the air, but this is real. My dad wanted to name me Jesse James. Jesse James All-Ball. And my mom said, no.
I think your mom was right.
That's not happening. Anyway, so I got, Todd is fine. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, are we caught up on the old texter line, Zomers?
I believe so.
All right, so give yours quickly, spam or junk mail, what's worse?
I think that junk mail is worse. I guess being raised, growing up with learning the internet, I've gotten good at not being phished and being able to sort through spam. Mm. And so for me, it's just click, 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 delete all of them. And for junk mail, it's like, man, especially like I said before, if they make it all plasticky and you can't recycle it decently, it's just more garbage. At the same time, I do love getting mail. So I love it less when I just immediately throw it out, though.
I think this is going to be generational because opposite of you, I'm going to say spam is worse for me because, again, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. I can decipher junk mail. I can look at it and open it up. The really bad ones.
You open it?
Some of them, because you never know if it might be some. Like some of them, they'll send and say, it says on the outside, it says, do not throw away important tax document enclosed. And sometimes when you open it up, it's real. And then then some of them, you open it up and it's like junk mail disguised as real mail. So I can at least have the fortitude to open it up and the smarts to say, oh no, this is not real. I'll throw it away. And nobody gets hurt. Where with the spam, as other people have said, I can, you know, anyone can click on that. And then by the time you realize it's not legit, it's giving you some sort of a computer STI and you got to go get computer antibiotics and shut it down. And it's a lot of work. You understand? It's too much work.
I can understand completely, and I do not judge anybody for picking spam because
thank you.
It is designed to be confusing and mess with you.
And it works in my case. All right, another great episode of What's Worse. We appreciate y'all playing along. We'll have another episode for you mañana. Tomorrow, again, we're going to be down there. We're getting the rain gear ready. Rain or shine, we'll be down at Kopke's Greenhouse in the beautiful town of Dunn, which is just outside the city of Oregon. Looking forward to that. Talking about the Badger Honor Flight. This is great now. Coming up this weekend, Gordy will give us all the details, and his son-in-law, Josh, they'll be telling us all the details. There's going to be a great event Memorial Day weekend at Kopke's Greenhouse. You come on down. They have an auction for all these beautiful pots of flowers, and I mean they're gorgeous. And all the proceeds from that auction for the pots, in addition to all the concessions, they're going to have grilling out there. They're going to have beverages, live music. Doesn't cost you a dime just to go there. But anything you buy from these auction pots through the concessions, all that goes to the Badger Honor Flight Fund to help get our veterans out to Washington, D.C. to be honored before they pass away. So it's a great cause, especially around Memorial Day weekend. Also going to learn about some great plants. Probably end up leaving there with a few myself because I'm going to Richland Center after that. So I'm sure I'll have a few plants I'm going to be purchasing myself. But always a great time. Appreciate their sponsorship. Kopke's Greenhouse down in the beautiful town of Dunn. Tomorrow. We'll be there tomorrow for the show. All right. 43 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Little article we have here called Look Over Here, Not Over There. When the Trump administration illegally imprisoned Venezuelan Kilmar Ambargo Garcia, people with respect to the rule of law said, this won't stop with immigrants. Who will be next? Surprisingly, we already have the answer to that question. United States Representative LaMonica McIver, Democrat of New Jersey. But that story is just a distraction to divert your attention from the real story. The real story is the budget reconciliation bill, which cuts Medicaid and countless other programs for the working class and massively increases our national debt. And all of that, is finance tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. MAGA Republicans know that many provisions in the 1,100-page bill are unpopular. That's why they've scheduled a committee hearing on the bill for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Wait, what? They've been scheduled a hearing for the bill at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's right, 1 a.m.
Of course.
MAGA Republicans really need to divert attention from their budget bill and tariffs, because those who it will most deeply hurt are, guess who? Rural Americans, the heart of the MAGA base. By the way, another item the administration would like to distract us on, the Pentagon officials estimating that getting that Qatari 747 plane repaired and ready for the president to fly as his Trump Force One, as he likes to call it, will now be at least $1 billion. In the words of Dr. Evil. So it turns out that a Qatari 747 plane, not a gift, but rather a grift. Don't look over there. Look over here. By the way, new reporting on that plane. New reporting now. It turns out that it was not the Qatari government who reached out to give the plane to Trump as a gift. The Trump administration actually reached out to them.
Wait, really?
Really. Because Trump found out once he got off, he's all into material possessions, of course, and really into planes. And he had put the order in, as is the normal course of action, during his first term, to replace the two jumbo 747s from Boeing that serve as Air Force One. They were due. They're 30-some plus years old. Well, they're behind schedule on delivery from Boeing. And Trump is all hot and bothered that he's not going to get a new plane, assuming that he leaves after his second term.
Big assumption.
And so he ordered the Defense Department to either A, get Boeing to find another plane that's closer to being ready that could serve as Air Force / Trump Force One, his term, not mine, or find an alternative. So the Defense Department, I think it was through Steve Wicker, his envoy to the Middle East, found out that this Qatari plane had been for sale for a while. It was kind of a white elephant over there in the Middle East. They couldn't get rid of it. And so they started negotiating, and so they've spun this now and got the Qataris to say, oh, here, let us give this to you. Of course, Trump, they've got the Qataris on the line for $200 billion from Boeing. They're doing a deal there. They're building a new Trump Tower over there. So don't worry, the Qataris will be taken care of. And let alone, you know, the quid pro quo stuff we don't even know about. So yes, even if the Qataris, quote unquote, give Trump the plane, the United States Defense Department, it's going to now cost upwards of $1 billion to get it retrofitted in time for Trump to use it. And then, of course, we're still on the hook for the two new Air Force Ones in the pipeline, because Trump wants to take this new Trump Force One and then just put it in his presidential library, quote unquote. It'll be his personal plane after he gets done.
It is also my understanding that even after that $1 billion+, there are a lot of security requirements that physically cannot be met on this plane.
Yes. All of the security requirements. Exactly right. 855-752-4842. We'll go to Jack in Merrimack after this. 1 o'clock in the morning, they're having a hearing. Stay up, watch on C-SPAN. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News come your way depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the state of Wisconsin. A weather update for you. Still cool, rainy, some heavier rains in parts of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot and the team will have all of that. And then Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter and Cheers aficionado, will be along. Always great to hear from Mike, whether it's on sports or whether it's on Cheers and TV shows. Great, always great, Mike Clemens. And then coming up from 4 until 6, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by Pete Schwabe and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Great lineup once again here at Civic Media right now, talking about what's going on out in D.C. and that the distraction, a lot of these more, I'll call them, I know it's the politically or news sexy type of things. And by that, I mean things that really grab people's attention. And I'm not saying they're not bad either. You know, illegally imprisoning and deporting Kilmar Garcia from Venezuela, arresting a United States House Representative member, LaMonica McIver, Democrat in New Jersey. But really what that's meant to do is distract us against this reconciliation bill. happening right now. Trump was on Capitol Hill trying to twist arms. Word is that Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, still short votes to get this done. And now they've scheduled a committee hearing on a bill tomorrow, on the bill, at 1 o'clock in the morning, it is being reported. Because what they don't want us to focus on are this, the appropriations, $1 billion for the upgrading of this quote-unquote gift of a Qatari jet, 747 for Trump to use as Trump Force One, his term, not mine. And the cutting of Medicaid, 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack's been waiting. Jack, thanks for holding. What say you?
First of all, I've got a what's worse for you?
Good.
Holding a hearing at 1 o'clock in the morning or flat out throwing out the governor's 600 points of his budget.
Right.
But that's a little more serious than your usual what's worse.
Agreed. But apropos.
This budget bill, so-called budget bill, is even worse than it sounds because it interferes with one of the amendments interferes with the judicial system. And that amendment makes it extremely difficult for a judge when somebody doesn't obey the judge's orders. It makes it extremely difficult for that judge to say, you're in contempt and I'm going to fine you or I'm going to put you in jail.
Right.
That was thrown on the budget, and the way that they twisted it into a budget item is they said if a judge does that, we'll withdraw funding from that court.
Yeah,
that's pretty outrageous. You know, it just this is, you know, he's trying to make this into a dictatorship, and if he can destroy the ability of judges to actually have consequences when someone disobeys their orders, we're done. This is a dictatorship. It's already started fascism.
Right. I really appreciate the call, Jack. Up against the clock, Jack, but you're absolutely right about that. Another bad type of Easter egg that's buried in this bill that could have devastating consequences. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. I'll make this quick. You just become numb with the amount of lies for the Trump administration. It's hard to keep track. But I will say this, the cuts in Medicaid, to put it in simple terms, people in rural America are going to die in a ditch because they need Medicaid really bad out there. And I want to say one last thing. After the things that have come down about Joe Biden in the last several days, I do have to believe that the people around him knew his health condition. And he should have dropped out, should have, could have, would have, but he should have dropped out. And I don't believe that if he wouldn't have, we wouldn't have this guy as president. If the Democrats would have had a primary, I just think Trump would have never made president again. Okay, thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
I appreciate the call, Wisco. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, so many of these things, as Wisco said, we'll never really know how it would have played out. I think it's really unfortunate that this book by Jake Tapper is coming out this week. I think today is the actual official release date, looking back at Joe Biden's last term and making this decision to run for re-election and then having to pull out, to whether or not the people around Biden were giving him accurate information and whether or not people around Biden were trying to cover up his real condition from the press. To me, it's kind of immaterial. I mean, Biden's never going to run for anything ever again. And many of the people that were around him are never going to work in politics at a high level again. I would personally rather take energy and put it towards the future and future elections. And also the fact that now we know that former President Biden has stage 4 prostate cancer. Look, I say let the guy in peace. And I wish him well. I hope for a recovery if it's possible, but comforting if it's not. And I just don't know that now is the time to be piling on Joe Biden. And again, to the point, what good does that do? I think it's more important to take a look at the Democratic Party as a whole right now and kind of the mess that they're in nationally, at least. And now breaking news today, this afternoon, that the current Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler, is endorsing one of his lieutenants for his replacement over the kind of front runner, Joseph Pecky, who has been on the show, who's a communication guy. So I don't know how, I'm not a Democrat, so I'm not sure how all that's going to play out in the state Democratic Party. But I think that Democrats would do a lot better looking at the future of the party rather than spending time trying to do an autopsy on the past politically.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being here. Many thanks to Kira Sabin. She'll wrap up our series on mental health awareness next Tuesday. We'll be at Kopke's Greenhouse down in the town of Dunn tomorrow. Going to talk about Badger Honor flights and plants. We'll want to miss it. Be with us then. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. District Judge Brian E. Murphy in Massachusetts ruled Tuesday night that U.S. officials must retain custody and control of migrants allegedly removed to South Sudan in case he orders that those removals were unlawful. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson explains.
What the judge in Massachusetts said is that people cannot be deported without notice, without a letter written in a language that they will understand and some opportunity to contest. And what the plaintiffs are arguing in this case is that that simply did not happen.
The judge will hold an emergency hearing Wednesday. With his budget and tax plans facing a close vote, President Trump went to Capitol Hill Tuesday to push for passage and to tell members to leave Medicaid benefits alone. More from CBS News congressional reporter Torian Small.
Speaker Johnson saying that there are